Many look forward to getting a fresh haircut. But for those who cannot afford food or a place to live, well, that's a luxury. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, a new barber in Philadelphia's Olney section is trying to change that, thanks to a stranger's goodwill.
Phenomenon Perfection Hair Studio is buzzing, literally and figuratively, when Robert Hall takes a seat in a barber chair by the front door. It's the first day the new shop is open, and it's also the first day of free haircuts for a group who rarely get the pleasure, the homeless. Hall smiles as the sides and back of his balding scalp are clipped close to his head.
That makes me feel good about myself.
Hall, who speaks with a stutter, says getting a haircut makes him feel more independent.
More confident. Just about myself, you know, feel like a man, you know?
That's exactly why owner Brennan Jones says he started giving free haircuts to homeless people.
We notice them, but we don't give them enough love. We don't show them enough respect as people. We just look at them and we keep on going. We pass by them all the time and we don't acknowledge that they are even there.
Earlier this year, a homeless man asked Jones for money on the street. Jones handed over a couple of bucks and a banana, but he says guilt began to wash over him as he walked away. Not long afterwards, he hauled his clippers and scissors to Center City and started giving haircuts to homeless people on the street. The goodwill caught the attention of fellow barber Sean Johnson, who just so happened to have a storefront space he wasn't using. After striking up a friendship with Brennan, Johnson recently handed him the keys to the empty shop so he could continue his work indoors. The story went viral. No surprise to Johnson.
When you wake up out of the bed in the morning, the first thing we do before we walk out the door is look in the mirror and look at ourselves. A haircut can start off a great day, a bad haircut can end the day.
Brennan says he hopes the new barbershop can change people's perceptions of homeless people.
I'm hoping that people see me as this beacon of light. If they can't personally identify with it, they just, you know, just flash back to if it was them and decide to get involved. The more hands on deck, the more we could do, the more people that we were able to bless, the better the world will be.
Michael Dahl is executive director of Broad Street Ministry, an organization that provides a variety of homeless services. He says there's a very practical benefit to giving homeless people a haircut.
People are often trying to find their way back to stability, and so they're going in and interviewing and trying to get a job, and so looking presentable is just another way of helping them along that path back to stability.
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.